Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If I got to take a few days off of work and then come back to this, this is horrible. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. Of course, Rock and Roll Happy Hour supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. Ken, not covering me tonight. Ken had to work his summer job, which means he left me with all the guys from Mike Hess Brewing, and I will not take responsibility for anything that goes on in the studio tonight. We've got Greg, Mike, Jason, and Dave. Welcome to the program, and should I say congratulations since tomorrow is Hess Fest?
Thank you.
How many years? 8 now?
8 years.
Blows my mind to think that 8 years ago you started in that little business space with this tiny little system. It was San Diego's first nano brewery, and now look at you. You're brewing beer with the fair. You're doing beer with this guy, you're doing beer with that guy, and your stuff is everywhere.
Yeah, it does blow my mind. What really blows my mind, this is the second time in a row that I've done Rock and Roll Happy Hour, and guess who's missing?
You know what?
My birthday boy, Ken. Where is Ken?
You know what? I'm beginning to wonder if Ken doesn't have something.
I don't think Ken likes me.
Because every time that you're coming on the program, something comes up at work.
He sounded so excited last night when I was talking to him, too. You're coming on the show.
Can I ask, what time did you talk to him? Because beyond a certain point in the evening, usually that's drunk Ken talking, and drunk Ken is excited about everything.
It must have been drunk Ken. It definitely was around 6 o'clock.
Well, thanks for being here tonight. I want to talk about what's going on with Hess Fest, because Hess Fest just isn't about you. It's a celebration of San Diego's craft beer scene. But let's talk about what has been blowing up at the fair. Everybody that I've been talking to who's gone to the fair over this last week has been freaking out about the beer you guys brewed, because it's different than last year. Last year you did beer with the fair. This year is completely different. What did you do?
This year, Jason and the boys downstairs in the brew house, they concocted a new recipe for one of our award-winning Solus brands, and decided to add tangerine to it, and that's how we came up with tangerine beer, called a Tangerine Affair. We're able to package it and put it into kegs. So, it, like you said, it is blowing up. It's blowing up in 300 accounts around town, mostly Vons and Albertsons. They have kind of an exclusive on it.
Wow, dude, this beer is tasty.
Like it?
It's so tangerine-y, but it's not stupid fruity. It's.
I think that's on the brew sheet, right, Jay?
It's tangerine-y?
I think it says Roundhouse Kick on there.
Oh, Roundhouse Kick, right, yeah.
Why didn't you call it Chuck Norris instead?
We couldn't get a hold of Chuck. Chuck has to get a hold of you.
Chuck doesn't sleep. Chuck waits. So is this going to be a limited summer release, like when the fair is around, and then after that?
That's it.
Kaiser Soze?
In and out. Probably sometime right after the July 4th weekend, boom, it's going to disappear.
I'm going to stock my fridge with as much of this as I can grab a hold of.
I'm already pigeonholed a little bit of it.
I love it. All right. So we got more of that coming up. And let's start off with something you guys. Who found Greta Van Fleet, by the way? Because this is one of those bands that not everybody knows about.
Yeah, that's Greg right there.
Yeah. So my buddy Scott up in the Bay Area, he's always shooting me over new music. And half of it I like, half of it I don't. But he normally knows what I like. I love the Zeppelin sound. And these guys are, I mean, they're rocking, man.
You want me to shatter your image of these guys?
What?
Half of them can't even drink yet.
Oh, really? Wow. What's that? What's that boy band? All the blonde haired kids that you played back in the day. Hanson.
Oh, God.
That's it. Yeah. they're drinking, by the way, now.
Yes, they are. And these guys are definitely rocking. It's Greta Van Fleet on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with my friends from Mike Hess Brewing. Lot going on with them. They've got Hess Fest tomorrow, which we'll get into in a few minutes. But we just wrapped up a beer that you've probably had the fair if you haven't been to the fair yet. Go to the fair, drink this beer. If you're not going to the fair, go to where did you say we could pick this up at?
All Vons and Albertsons in San Diego area, and then a lot of liquor stores around town.
And now we move on to a beer that this was the first beer you brewed for the fair. This was last year's beer, right?
Yeah, we're kind of sticking to that theme.
All right, you know what? The fair's hot right now, so I'll take it.
Yeah, Into the Sunset kind of came about. Mike and I are both friends with a lot of people up at the fairgrounds, and they reached out to us. Unfortunately, they reached out to us about a month or so before the fair started, and they wanted us to package some beer for them. And that couldn't be done, but we did, get some beer into a tank called Into the Sunset, or Blood Orange IPA. And Jason was just telling a story offline about how fast they went through that beer and how fast we had to scramble to brew more for them.
Because I remember I went to the fair a couple of times last year, and every single time I would have, 4 to 6 of these beers.
You're the reason why, fair then. Enough. Darn it. I should say thank you.
So I'm curious, at the beginning, what did you give the fair as far as kegs?
I think they wanted 7.5 kegs.
Big old number.
Instantly vaporized as soon as it hit the fair. And then they said, okay, can we have 100 more? And we said, well, sure. We'll do it in 12 and a half days flat.
As brewmaster, when you find out that a beer is that good, do you automatically just drop everything else that's on your brew schedule and then clear tank space for those beers? So you
dump the tanks. We just start all over.
Did you see Mike's face?
Mike just starts sweating profusely.
You don't know, Mike Hess Brewing is called Mike Hess Brewing because of Mike Hess, who's standing next to you. When you said dump tanks, he turned white.
Yeah, he knows we're not dumping tanks. We were stoked. The beer was just killing it. People were enjoying it. People were talking about it. And we started squeezing that beer. Anytime we could fit a tank in, we would throw it in, and it turned out great.
Last year, it was like your Tangerine Affair this year, where it was a limited run.
Right.
And when it was gone, it's gone. What made you decide to bring it back? Just the fact that it was so good?
I mean, it had a crazy reception. There was accounts that were just blowing through, normally a keg account a week, or a keg a week, I should say, and they're blowing through 2 to 3 kegs of this a week. So the reception was crazy, and so it's our number 2 selling draft beer right now.
It's number 1.
And what we've seen in our tasting rooms in our 3 locations here in town is that it's the number 1 selling beer across all 3 locations. So
so dumb. The market will 100% decide what beer you make the most out of.
Absolutely.
And I love the fact that it was a spur-of-the-moment thing you put together from a Solus recipe, right?
Yeah, it was originally Solus number 42.
I want to talk about that next as we get into Hess Fest stuff and Solus IPA. We're going to take a break when we come back. I got some tunes to go along with this that involve the Dropkick Murphys. Boom. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. Greg, you nailed it. It's an experience tonight on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt-94.9. Rise Against Reeducation Through Labor. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Mike Hess Brewing. We've got Dave, Jason, the Mike Hess of Mike Hess Brewing, and Greg.
Howdy.
Just Greg.
I'm thinking of changing my name to the Mike Hess, by the way.
Actual.
Let's talk about Ken again. Where's Ken?
Yeah, where is Ken?
Get him on the line. Where's he at?
Now, I'd rather talk about your beer. We just wrapped up Into the Sunset, your Blood Orange IPA you did with the fair last year. This year's Tangerine Affair is what we started out with, and I'm already thinking about that beer again. One of the things that blows my mind, though, is the fact that you said both those beers started as Solus recipes?
Yep. Yeah, they did. They came out of that Solus incubator.
So Solus, if you don't know, is a beer that you guys change every single time that you make the beer.
Right.
So has there ever been 2 Soluses that have been the same?
Not yet. And we're on number 85
packaged. 86 will get developed and already, and it's going to be brewed on Monday.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's so stupid.
Basically, you're keeping the name the same, but you're tweaking the recipe every time it comes out. And you've done that 85
times.
85 times.
Yeah. I think we're one of the only breweries in the country that as a core beer, changes the recipe on the core beer every single time we brew it.
Which, if you think about it, it's suicide to do that, right?
It's ridiculous.
But you've managed to make it work.
It's brain damage.
And here's the thing. You've made it work, and you're kind of creating this roadmap of IPAs so that when you get a beer like Tangerine Affair, you know what hop characteristics will go with whatever fruit you're going to throw at the beer, which makes that beer even better. So you're making amazing beer, and then you're elevating that with whatever you change it to.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes we'll have some great beers come out, and then one will be just spectacular, like 42, for instance. That beer was just the best thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Wow. Stop. Stop right there. Don't say anything. None of you. None of you.
Can Dave finally say something? Dave's
no,
chomping at the bit
no,
to say
no,
something.
Dave is not going to say. No? Dave, your mic is off. Don't even try it. This Solus, what is the one we're drinking now? Because I looked at the bottom of the can. This was packaged, a week and a half ago?
Exactly, a week and a half ago. So this beer was we have done collaborations with a number of people, but this one we wanted to let our brewers really just have fun with it and said, what do you want to do? Do whatever you want to do. And this is what Dan and Paul and our brewers put together.
Wait, so you do collaborations with Solus too?
Yeah.
Like with other brewers?
We've collabed with breweries and a bunch of liquor stores and vendors and stores.
Yeah,
restaurants.
Key accounts. Yeah.
That is so
awesome.
Yeah,
starting around number 70 or 71, we said, hey, why don't we bring in some other folks in here and do something fun? So we've done with North Park Beer Co. and Three Punks and a number of breweries. So we did about 10 in a row, and then we started doing some of our key accounts and just having some fun with it.
I think this one's first ones we did were with Ciro's Pizza.
Yeah,
that was back in the day.
Oh. And we did one with
we've done a couple with Kenny, and we have another one lined up hopefully.
And then we just went through this whole
maybe 80
string where we just we're doing the rotating or the dynamic style, and then started collaborating. But yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
After 85, you kind of lose sight.
Because
you know?
You've got this really great base recipe for an IPA. And I know this changes everything, but it's the talk of the town. I mean, have you thought about doing like a soulless, hazy IPA?
No.
No?
But we are actually doing our first hazy IPA, and we're doing it for Hessfest for our anniversary beer this year.
Really? So tomorrow, I mean, have you put this on the tasting room at all?
It's not even kegged yet. It's getting kegged as we speak.
So it's getting kegged now. So tomorrow at Hessfest will be the first time we get to try a Hess hazy IPA.
The worldwide debut will be tomorrow, Saturday, June
9th. God! That is reason enough to buy tickets right there! And you know what? You did me a solid. You gave us a discount code. So if you want to go to Hessfest, go to, what is it, mycastbrewing.com?
Right, yep.
If you buy your tickets to Hessfest on checkout, discount code 949 will get you 10% off. You just told me that. Thank you. That is awesome. And we're going to try a hazy IPA, a world debut.
Hey now.
Sorry, I'm just losing my mind right now. So how did you approach that? Was that a collaboration as well, or is this just something that you guys kind of wanted to blaze your own trail on?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a collaboration. We did it all internally. But, you know, the thing for us where the hazy came about was that we wanted to make sure that when we did that beer, that we did it well. And there's a lot of examples of that beer out there in the market. Some are very good and some are not that amazing. And now that the BA has put out some style guidelines and it's become much more accepted and there's some, you know, best practices, now we felt comfortable that we could put a beer together that people would love and that would be true to style. So we put it together and that's what we're ripping.
I love
with.
That you straight up just took the scientific approach to that.
Yep.
Once you got the guidelines, then you knew where to follow and where you could blur the edges. And now you apply the Mike Hess Brewing science to it.
Yeah, our thing has always been that we've done great beers across lots of different styles and, you know, whether it was the Berliner Weiss or Imperial Stouts or anywhere in between. And we wanted to come out and knock it out of the park with a hazy, so that's what we're doing.
And it is. It's fantastic.
I love this man. Keep doing what you do.
All right.
I got to play some STP and recover. It's Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Where's Ken?
Can't go wrong with little Radiohead on the request of Mike Hess of Mike Hess Brewing. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Mike Hess Brewing tomorrow. Big day. Anniversary number 8. You call it Hessfest. It's a celebration of everything craft beer. And so far tonight, I mean, it could be the IPA talking, but I mean, you guys brew some damn good beer. So I imagine anybody you're bringing to the party is going to be as equal or better.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. We're bringing out all of our friends here in San Diego. There's going to be 25 breweries out there. And there's a full list on the website if you go check it out. And Hessfest has just turned into this really great street music festival that we've done. You know, first year we were pretty nervous putting it on, but it's really gotten some legs of its own. This year we actually had bands emailing us out in front and saying, hey, can we play at Hessfest this year?
So you're going to have bands?
Yep, we got a stage, 3 bands. Local band Schizophonics is going to play.
Dude, no!
Uh-huh.
Dude!
We've got Sully and the Blue-Eyed Soul Band. We've got 6 local food vendors. So that's like Waypoint Public. We've got Ciro's. We've got Lucha Libre, City Tacos.
Dude, all my favorite drinking food you're going to have there already.
No, it's going to be, it's a great time. So we'll have 1,300 people, tickets available at the door for people who want to show up tomorrow morning and buy tickets.
Uber in, Uber out.
Please.
Now, you want to get tickets, it's MikeHessBrewing.com. I know it's on Eventbrite, but if you want 10% off tonight, you can use code 949 to get 10% off your tickets. And of course, the big thing, the debut of your first hazy beer.
That's right. Hessfest 8 comes out tomorrow, the worldwide debut, both in the tasting room and out at the festival grounds. And I think it's also important to note that Hessfest is not just a commercial event. We're raising money for 3 great charities that we have for this event.
What? Why is that nowhere on this amazing card that you have here?
I think it is, but it's the small logos down at the bottom.
Benefits YMCA.
Yeah, the YMCA, the Navy SEAL Foundation, and the San Diego Music Foundation.
You know, you're not giving me any reason not to buy tickets at this point.
You know, we are, you know, part of our MO at Mike Hess Brewing is that we give back. We have charity fundraisers every Wednesday in the brewery at all the locations, and this is a big event for us here. This is our biggest one-day event for sure.
MikeHessBrewing.com. Get your tickets to Hessfest. When you're checking out, code 949, 10% off. All right, now we got one more beer to drink. What are we drinking, Greg?
I think we're on to Grapefruit Solace, right?
That's right. Grapefruit Solace.
You better be thinking. Are you sure you're okay?
You know, you invited me here. I mean, what do you want me to do?
But you're sitting you realize you're sitting in Ken's chair, right?
I am in Ken's chair.
So guess what? You're my number two.
You got to keep track, Greg. Got to keep track.
I'm here for you. What do you need, Jeremy? What was the question again?
Yeah, I'm looking for a guy named Ken Wright.
Ken Wright.
Yes, guys, speak to Ken Wright, please.
Ken Wright.
Yeah.
That's me. Well, we have a Ken wrong. Hello?
Ken Wright!
Hey!
It's your friends at the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. You're working late, and I've got our friends from Mike Hess Brewing here. And Greg wants to know, is there a personal thing going on between you and him and why you haven't shown up at the show for the last three times he's been on?
No. Between me and Greg, yeah. That's only because we share the same birthday, and we are twins separated at birth. But he doesn't like people to know that, so...
That's just messed up, Ken. Twins can get along.
That explains your strapping personality and wonderful radio voice. Hey, we're just calling because we're getting ready to wrap things up, and we miss you tonight. And freaking Greg keeps asking, where's Ken?
Guess what seat I'm sitting in.
Of course he does. You know, I miss him dearly as well.
And he's actually sitting in your seat, too. So go sling beer.
Keep it warm for me. Thank you, Greg.
I'm touching every daub and nile.
Bye, Kenneth. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth Cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy. Ken, unfortunately, not with me tonight, and we totally ambushed him at the bar, drinking with my friends
awesome.
From Mike Hess Brewing. We've got Greg, Mike, the Mike Hess, by the way, Brewmaster Jason, and Dave, and we are plowing through some beers tonight, getting ready for Hess Fest tomorrow. I'm still stoked you guys have three bands and the fact that it's not just about you. You've got 25 breweries there, 10 food vendors, and just a great afternoon. If you want to get your tickets, go to MikeHessBrewing.com, and when you're checking out at Eventbrite, use code 949 to get 10% off your tickets. And you're welcome, by the way. So, we've had the Solus. We've had a riff off the Solus, which went to the fair the first time. You guys worked with them called, was it Into the Sunset?
Into
that was
the
your
Sunset,
Blood Orange
right.
IPA. Then we have this year's fair beer, another riff off a different Solus.
Tangerine Affair.
Can we talk about another riff off a Solus that is in the lore of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour? The beer that I called you out on in front of the execs at SeaWorld for being a backyard fruit beer.
That was about the most amazing time of my life. Grapefruit Solus.
To hear Greg tell this story is something to behold. So if you're in the tasting room or you see him at Hess Fest tomorrow, ask him about it. He loves telling the story over and over again. This is your Grapefruit Solus. This is the beer that you made for SeaWorld the first time they did the Seven Seas Craft Beer and Food Festival.
That's right. Yeah, we made a handful of kegs, and we didn't think that we were going to go through that many. I think the initial ask was, I don't know, four or five kegs, and that was for the entire weekend. And we got a call after the first day, and they went through all those kegs. And so Mike and I had to jump in the truck late Saturday night and deliver kegs to SeaWorld to get it there for
like 10 o'clock at night.
Wait, why was it Saturday night? Why can't you just bring it Sunday morning?
Well, California law, and I'm pretty sure it's still California law, you can't deliver beer on Sundays. So we both like...
It's a holiday.
Wait.
It's something day.
We're the most progressive state in the union. We legalized marijuana, but you can't deliver beer on Sundays?
Not well, you can't deliver weed on Sundays either. I just made that up.
I don't know if that's true.
But yeah, no. You can't deliver beer on Sundays. So Mike and I jumped. Literally, we took the last kegs that we had, and we brought it over there, and we overstocked them, and they still went through those on Sunday.
Wow.
That was when we knew we had a tiger by the tail right there.
And now it's our number one brand.
It goes back to what you guys do. You make amazing beer, and then you elevate it with whatever else you do to it. Congratulations to you guys. That is an amazing testament to a brewery that will turn 8 tomorrow at Hess Fest.
It's fun to be small enough and yet kind of medium-sized enough to be able to turn on a dime and react to, like what you were saying earlier, you know, if it's a popular style, I mean, hey, run with it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of run with it, we're out of time. We're going to end off with who wanted the Metallica?
That would be me.
Dave, you wanted Metallica. I've been holding off, been holding out up to this point.
Hardwired.
That's what we're ending with tonight. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Hey now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.